I will tell you, because adding something to your cart, there is a way for your conversions. Mm-hmm. There's a couple things you can do. Number one, when someone clicks add to cart, you can set the shopping cart to, instead of just refreshing a page, mm-hmm. to go to the cart details page automatically, which allows them to continue shopping or check out immediately. Because the way that is now, people add something to the cart, they're sort of looking around for the shopping cart. They don't know if they've added it 100%. I mean,
yeah.
It just refreshes the page. So that option is under, in case you want it, it's under operations and settings.
I think we have that, actually.
Well, when I add it to the cart, it doesn't do anything. Yeah, I'm on your side.
Let me go look at, is it possibly.
Oh, never mind. I'm sorry. So you have it set to upsell.
Yes, we have an upsell page. Yeah,
check
yeah,
out
yeah,
below.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
got it. Definitely want to upsell.
The other thing that is that we have a new product also that when someone leaves or clicks the back button or goes to leave without checking out, we have a pop-up we can do. That's a paid service, though, but they design it to look like your website. It pops up and says, hey, you know, if you check out now within the next 5 minutes, and it has like a countdown clock, you can take like 10% off or free ship or whatever. You give
really?
It a discount. They put it on. Mm-hmm. Now, that is... the thing about that is it applies the discount to the shopping cart. It doesn't give it to the customer, so they can't, like, give it away to someone else.
Right.
And it also checks sure they haven't used it in the last 120 days, so they can't keep coming back and picking up the discount.
How, what is that service run?
That is a one-time fee of $3.99, but I also have an email I can send you so you can actually see how it works. It's really, I mean, for $3.99, it's a really good product. If you pick up, you know,
and it is forever, right?
Oh, yeah, it's forever. And then they put it on your checkout page, and I believe once it's on there, you can also change out the codes, the discounts and things that pop up. On
right, that would be my question. Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, can you... and
buy
yeah.
the discount, you go into
yes.
to operation discount.
Can you send that email
makeup?
Over to me? And I would, yeah, I would love to see that.
Okay, yeah, let me send that to you, and then if you're interested, just email us back or call us, you know, either.
Do I need to call you? Do you get credit for it or no?
There's not that many people who are here working. I mean, you're 8 to 5, and if you call, you're likely to get me anyway.
Okay,
but,
all right.
But the odds are that you probably will.
Okay.
But, I mean, anybody you speak with, yeah, can do it for you, or even replying to the email.
To the email, yeah.
Will come to me.
Okay.
So,
all right. Yes,
you'll
send that over to me. Yeah. I probably am going to definitely be interested in that because that is a way to capture people that are getting
ready to
leave.
Oh, yeah. Conversion.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's a huge thing if you get a lot of abandoned shopping carts because I guess we had people, you know, saying, you know, I got these abandoned. Because you can send them out an email for free.
Right.
However, they...
Some people don't get to that point where they put the email in.
Right. I know that if I'm shopping, and I do a lot of online shopping, if I'm, you know, kind of waffling around and I finally, and someone pops up and says, you know, quick, get 5% off, you do it right now,
yep.
I would probably be like, okay.
Take the free money.
Right.
Yeah.
So, all right, I'm sending you that to your email address on the file. Orders, is that the one you want to
yep.
send?